So glad to be back.
I'm going to take a few minutes to thank the pastor. We all say pray for this church. Some know me, some don't know me. I got an accent. When you saw me, God speaking, you know I'm not from here. English is not my first language, not my second, not my third, it's my fourth. I came in 2003 here. The pastor don't know me. The church don't know me. They heard about me, and the preacher wanted me to come to North Carolina. I don't know about North Carolina. But remember, they said, if you can take Greenwood, come to Smithfield, North Carolina, we can get you. Brock Keith went there to Smithfield and picked me. The time I came here, Clinton is called a small village. Now it's big, become big city. But I want to thank you, preacher, from the bottom of my heart. You don't know me, but you accept me. This church is so good to me. I can't speak English when I came here. They put me in a school. They pay everything, give me a house to stay. It's a blessing. You don't know somebody. You don't know someone. That's why about the love of God. I meet good people here. Brother Maurice, all good people. Brother Keith, all. I want to thank, use this time to thank the staff and the pastor and his wife for the love they show me in this church. Two of my kids was born here. I'm not the man of speaking. I'm the man of action. I always did my people. You got to show your work. And when I finish, the preacher said, we would love to send you as a missionary back to your own country. I don't know nothing about the mission. I don't know nothing about the missionary. I never thought about I would be a missionary. I never went to deputation. I never went to the deputation school how to do my deputation. But I turned to the man who called me, God. Ask him, if you call me to be missionary, to my own people, you got to open the door. And 18 months, God give me what I needed to go back to my own people. But it's good as a missionary to come back, because this church is my sending church, to come back and give what the Lord have done. I want to tell you this tonight. I will take a little bit of time. This man, they don't know me, but this church and him, they invested my life. But I want to tell you tonight, little you have done have produced a lot of fruits into. I started seeing now what the God called me for. I left my job. I got a good paycheck, got good money. I know about the money before I came here. But I see now what God called me for. That people from Togo might be saved. If it's about the money, I will never come to go in the ministry. Because I make a lot of money. But you got to listen to what God called you for. Take time also to thank Bro John. He's my man. He take off my website. John Payne also worked for me for my DVD. You never know what God will do for you. When God calls you, just listen for the will of God. I like to stay in the back, just listen, watch, and try to go back and put in action what the preacher preaching. I love to learn from him. What I will do tonight, show you a PowerPoint and show you our regular service. You know, I tell a lot of people, when you came to know the Lord, you have to enjoy. Christian people have to enjoy, and my people love to sing. Well, I'll show you tonight a little bit. And then my son learned to play piano, and my daughter Lydia was born here. They sing now. They will sing two songs. You never saw me singing. I sing tonight too, also. Thanks, preacher. Thanks. I want to thank you. If I'm someone today, it's because this man, it's because this church. I never forget about the time I came here, the way God used me to do. When I look back, I say, thank God. Thank these people. Let's see my PowerPoint. And I will explain to you. This is my country. The time I came here, we are 5 million. Now we are 7 million. All the red sign mean where I got a church. I got a 3 in the south. I got a 2 in the northern part. I got a Christian academy. I got a pastor conference, youth camp meeting. All. I call my church the True Light Baptist Church. A lot of people ask me, what about the True Light Baptist Church? I say, I came to know the light from this book. And when you came to my church, all you're going to say, all you're going to hear is about the truth. This, the next, this is the beginning of ministry. In 2008, I went there and I started a church and a school. That's the few people, that's the beginning on 2008. But now you can see what the Lord have done so far. That's my first church planning. I started with 18 people. Now we run almost 300 people every Sunday. Adults is 100 to 20 every Sunday. And I baptized 110 members on this church already. Member of this church. A lot of teenagers. I got 200 teenagers every Sunday coming. That's my people. I got a song. I put everything around all the church can do. God bless me to have it. God give me people. I started this church. I went to this town called Apetu, where there are no church. All of the people you see there is all I led to the Lord. Amen. None one day came from any church. All came from my ministry, came from my preaching. All these people, the Lord opened the door, and the Lord is good. We got a church in ministry. Yeah, next. That's all we have. We got a different class. Everyone, I trained it. People to teaching the children. Yeah, that's a different class. The Lord is so good. The next, I see the Lord is blessing the ministry. The Lord opened the door. And this year I say, why not start a Christian academy? And I opened this year the Light Christian Academy. in that ministry. God bless you. This first year, we have 78 students. Never happened in Togo, but it happened because God's is God's ministry. It's not my ministry. 78. We got a first grade. We got a kindergarten, first grade, and the second grade. We plan to open this September coming, the third grade and the fourth grade. This is the first church I started in Apetukwe. All for this church, we got a youth camp meeting the last week of July. The last week of July, we bring all the teenagers for 1 week. We train them. We're teaching about the Bible. We're teaching about the life. I write the booklets. They're talking about a fiancé to marriage, step by step, what to do. The lot of pastors are using now in Togo to teaching the people, to teaching teenagers how to find a good man, good wife, to have a good family. And from that church, we got all already married, 3 families. They got their own family now. This year in the youth camp meeting, we got 400 came in every for 1 week, 400 this year. When I went back in 2008, I started. Nobody did this before. I started with 15 teenagers. Now we run 400. And this year, 40 teenagers give their life to the Lord. Now, from the first one, I learned something here about the faith promise. I never heard about the faith promise. When I went back to my country, I started a faith promise. And this year, we take on a new missionary. We got a new missionary for my church. This man came to my mission conference from another country. It's not my country. It's from another country. I saw him preaching. They said, Pastor, I started a church, but I have no support. I said, can you come to my church to preach? I'll let my people to see if you can preach. That's what I want. If you can preach, we can support you. He came, he preached in the church, he voted, and they start supporting him now. That's our first missionary now. Now I'm going to go to the northern part. I went to another missionary, got a church in the northern part. He invited me to do a revival for him. And then I traveled across the town called Kobongu. I saw the town, no church, but this big city. I just saw my vision. I said, why not start a church over there? But this area is a lot of Muslim area. I said, we got to do something. The Lord opened the door. Go the next. That's the beginning of this church. You can see the picture. But now, look at what the Lord have done. They almost run 300 every Sunday. Almost 100 adults and 200 almost for the children. And then I came in 2010. I went to the Alabama one church. I said, we started something, but we have no building. If your church wants to help us, I said, you just pray about it. God, let your heart to do something. I would love to have it. Can you come back? Come back. And this church gave 9,000 to build the building. They send us, I built this building. They got a building now. And this church become the big church in this town. But we do not have the Sunday school for the children, but I tell my people, let's use everything God put in our way. We got a tree. We do the Sunday school under the tree. The next, we do the Sunday school under the tree. Let use everything God put in your hand. It don't matter. If it's raining, we take the kids to the to building, but they do the Sunday school under the tree. That's a blessing to see it. Okay. That's my second ministry. My third ministry now. I came down the south. In this town called Clemmie, 90% of this area practice voodoo religion. You know, my mom came from voodoo religion. My family, all my whole family practiced voodoo religion. And I went to this town, we do crusade for 3 days. And we opened the church. The first Sunday we opened the church, the man came from the village, and the next Monday, he was killed by black magic. Because they don't want us, they don't want church in that village. I said, I gotta do something here. I was born, I'm a country boy. My father let me some land, and then I sold my land, and I came here, bought the land for them, and I built that church for them. I said, we gotta have a church here. Now God opened. Now they got a church now. 15 men came from that village. 25 children came every Sunday now. That's the blessing. Then I call this church Temple of Victory. You know, victory is in Jesus. Never quit. They want us to quit. I say, I can't. What I had a land. I sold it, and I bought the land for them. I built that church for them. Now they got a church. That's my third church. My fourth church now is Northern Park. The second church is his daughter church now. Let's see it. You know, the old man over there is the chief of that village called Olongwood. We went there, we preached this man, gave his life to the Lord, and they opened the door. They ran almost 200 preaching, 200 every Sunday, every Sunday. A lot of women, a lot of children. That's the church. We do the Sunday school under the tree for the children. I said, let's use it. Everything we got, let's use it. The Lord will bless us. The Lord will bless us. When I came, I went to the church who support me, the Salaber, and I showed him, I said, this church, they need a building. The Northern Power is easy to build the building. You got it for the land. You can find the land, 1,000, it's easy. And this church pledged to give 10,000 to build church for them. They pledge to give 10,000 to build the church for them. Now I'm talking about my fifth church now. It's coming. Yeah, one more. Yes, sir. This is kind of... I got a land in this town. My half-brother and I, we got a land in that town. My father got a land they give to us. I got a land in this town, a town called Chevier, but now Sound Baptist Church. They are Southern Baptist Church in the area. I have been praying for. And I say, I call my brother, my half-brother, he's Christian, I say, can you give your land and my land to the church? Take your time. Take 2 weeks. Pray about it. If God lay your heart to do it, I will appreciate. 2 weeks, he come back, take it. I took the land and I gave to the church. Rock of Ages came every here in my country. They say, you got a land? We'll build a church for you. And they built that church. And they built that church. You know, I do my ministry a little bit different. I teach my people to give. A brother and sister in the state will help us. We never accept 90% from the all-American church. I teach my people. We are poor people. But we know something. We got a truth. We got to give. What God gave to us, we got to give. You got land, you got something, give it. And the Lord will supply. They built, they give the money, they built. We just started this ministry, this January before I left. Everything is paid for. The land will give. They build the church for them. We got a pastor conference I do every year. Nobody didn't do pastor conference when I came down in Togo, when I went back to my country. The first year I started 2009, maybe with 15 national pastors. Now I'm around 130 national pastors came every year in this mission conference. I bring the guest speaker from states. They came and stay for 1 week, train a national, and do a revival for them. I started a revival in my country. Nobody didn't do it. I started a revival also. And we got a Bible college also. The little bit I learned here, I said, I will train the people. I will do my best. One national missionary started this school, and we came together. We are only, for my country, we are only 7 national missionaries. Four, we came together, we opened this school. We ran 42 now. And we have our first graduation 2014 with 11 students that graduate. They got their own ministry now. That's what about the ministry. That's the extension of True Life, or the extension of a Fellowship Baptist Church. That's your money. That's your money. That's what you put in the ministry, Pastor. That's what you got. My desire is to double this number in a few years coming. But I want to take a few minutes to show you the way we worship our country, the way I worship my church. Just a few minutes. It's not long.
Après avoir quitté l'Égypte, les enfants d'Israël ont traversé la mer. Au mont Sinaï, Dieu leur a donné les 10 commandements.
Thank you. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. That's the extension of the Fellowship Baptist Ministry in Togo, West Africa. They also know this Fellowship Baptist Church. All my people know Pastor Ness very well and know this church. They are praying for him every Wednesday. They pray for this church. They hope one day you come down to see them. Now we got a direct flight now, direct flight to my country. We got a lot of people came down to see us, our ministry. Every year we receive the people, they send the team every year, came down. My wife take care of all our guests. We love to have all American people. I feed them. I put some in the motel, but most of the people stay with me. I got a place for everybody. You love to come, don't worry about it. Say, oh, I'm going to be sick. No, none want to be sick. We take care of them. My wife cook good, you eat good, you go home in peace. Yeah. If you got a question, feel free to ask a question before we go back in the black book. Someone got a few questions for me. Now you see what your man have done so far in Togo. Someone got a question? Yes, sir.
How far is it to travel from one end?
It's one day driving.
What, one day?
Yes. Yes, sir. One day driving. I took the people there. Someone got it? Yes, ma'am.
What's the main language you guys
speak? Yeah, we got a 42 dialect speaking. But I only speak a 2 of a 42. But my house from South. I'm South man. I speak Ewe. I preach all my message and I preach in my dialect. If I had to go in the northern part, I had to preach in the French. Someone had to translate in their dialect. I can't speak that dialect, but we got a 42 dialect speaking.
So there's still about the situations the authorities and such circumstances.
What is a blessing? My country is open for the gospel. Everyone can come in. What is a blessing? I got a paperwork from the government. They don't give the paperwork for nobody. It's a long time they didn't give out. When I went back in 2010, I went to see the government. I said, I need the paperwork. After 6 months, they give to me. Never give to nobody no more. The people are looking for 25 years. They didn't get it. They give to me like that. And Rock of Ages want to come in Togo, work in the prison. I went to see the government also. I said, I need the paperwork for the people who want to work in the prison. They said, this boy, you talk me. They give me to also. They give me the paperwork for the prison. The Rock of Ages came in my country. They work in the prison. My paperwork covered them. Matter of fact, they just renewed for me 1 year this February. They give me a new paperwork for me. Don't be afraid to come to my country. I got a paperwork for to protect everybody. Yeah. The government give me the paper to protect everybody. Every American people came down in Togo, they know they came to see me. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
How many services do you hold a week in each church? And do you have someone to assist you in the other churches?
Yeah, I got a people. I train the people who take care of their business. The first one, that's the apostle by myself. I train the people who take care of the rest of this church. Matter of fact, I got two men in the school right now to be pastor. Yeah.
And how many services do you have each week in every church?
Like we have here, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Wednesday night, revival, visitation. We do all we have here. We do the same thing. Our teaching. I have no time. I got trouble. I have no time. I teach in the Bible school. Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, I'm preaching. Thursday, I go visitation. Saturday, I go visitation. Sunday morning I'm preaching, Sunday night I'm preaching. And I become sick. The doctor said, I got to slow down. Now I take a break Friday. Yeah. But I got people. I got wonderful people I train. They take care. They help me. You support me. I got 5 people who I support through my support that you have sent to me. Matter of fact, I have been praying for my mom 25 years. 2 years ago, my mom became a Christian. I became a Christian. I never stopped to pray for my mom. I lost my father when I was 6 years old, but I'm praying for my mom to be saved. He's faithful now to my church. Anything came to my house, they never say, I want to see my son. They say, I want to see the preacher. That's a blessing. My mom called me the preacher. That's a blessing. Yeah, it's a blessing. That's a blessing. One more question, I'm done for that. Okay, I'm asking Samuel and Lydia to come sing. I will try to be on time, but I teach in this my first church. My family is my church. I teaching them to love the Lord. Yeah. I love this book. It's a 35 year. I was a little boy, 10 years old. The missionary came down with the black book in my village and preach the gospel to me. And I become a Christian. I love this book. Yeah, Lydia was born here. Samuel was a little one, teaching them to love the Lord.